If you drink any kind of blood, you'll be cut off. How do we put them together? Remember what I just read in Leviticus? God said you cannot drink blood because the blood is the life of the flesh. Well, think about that. The blood is what gives life to your extremities, the ends of your fingers, the ends of your toes. All over your body, blood flows. If not, that part of the body dies. Blood is what keeps your body alive. It carries oxygen and other needed things to the every part of your body, all the organs, your skin. Everything is kept alive by the blood. Paul said in Romans 8:10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The life of your natural fleshly body is the natural blood that flows in it. The life of the body of Christ, God's family on earth, is in the spiritual blood that flows through it. And that spiritual blood is the Spirit. The Spirit is life. The natural blood is the life of the natural body. The Spirit is the life of the body of Christ. The Spirit is life. And that's what Jesus tried to explain to them when they became offended at his claim that you had to drink his blood to have life. He said, the words that I am speaking to you, they are spirit. They're life. The Spirit gives life. Since the life of the body of Christ is in the Spirit, this is why the New Testament writers refer to the Spirit as the blood of Christ. What Jesus said to them was startling only because they were thinking that he wanted them to eat his natural flesh and drink his natural blood. But that's not what Jesus was saying, and it's not what he's saying to you right now. The natural blood of Jesus had to be shed at Calvary because God required it. He was the Lamb of God in his human body, and that lamb had to be sacrificed for our sins. The shedding of the natural blood of Jesus was the precondition that God demanded to be met before he would allow the incorruptible blood of Christ, the Spirit, to be shed on Jesus' followers. This happened in Acts 2 on Pentecost morning. The disciples were washed from their sins in the blood of the Lamb. They were not washed from their sins in the natural blood that fell out of Jesus' natural body. That natural blood was as normal and natural and corruptible as yours and mine. Jesus' fingernails were natural fingernails, so are yours. Jesus' hair on his head and his beard were natural, just like yours. He had a human body with human organs, human eyebrows, human toes and fingers, and human blood. The incorruptible blood of Christ was the Spirit of God that gave him life on the inside. The multitude on the day of Pentecost watching the disciples stagger under the power of God and speak in tongues, they were amazed and shocked at how Jesus' disciples were behaving. They were speaking in tongues and acting like drunk men. Peter preached to them that day, and he used words that were reminiscent of the blood imagery. He said that Christ, he said this, has shed forth this that you now see and hear. Well, what were they now seeing and hearing but the power of God working through men? The power of the Spirit of God giving them life on the inside the way Jesus had life on the inside. For the first time ever, Peter and James and John and the others were drinking the blood of Christ. Peter described the pouring out of God's Spirit as the shedding of the Spirit. Paul used these same terms in Titus, the third chapter, when he said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by